today in What in the News, we get a chance to sit down with a good friend of the show and a cannabis gentleman and scholar. It's Ngayo Belem on the phone with us. Ngayo, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you, Russ? It's been a minute. Good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear you. Fantastic. Last time I saw you, I think, was maybe one of the ICBCs. You've been involved in the cannabis movement for a long time, but the reason we've got you on the line today is to talk about this new show you're a part of on Netflix called Cooking on High. Let's take a quick listen to the show, and then Ngayo, after the clip, tell us just a little bit about it.
What is going on, guys? This is your boy, Josh Leyva. Tonight, two terrific chefs will go bud for bud in this cannabis cook-off. This is a competition, man. 3, 2, time's up. They'll have 30 minutes to create tasty edibles using one secret ingredient. Psst, it's weed. We got rapper Mod Sun.
My mom smoked when she was pregnant, and so I've been high since before I was born.
And comedian Ramon Rivas.
I spend more money on weed than sandwiches, and I eat a lot of sandwiches, so it's a big part of my budget.
Who will they send home, and who will they award the Golden Pot? Find out now on Cooking on High.
It's like Chopped with weed. It's pretty much the easiest way to say it, but it's like short Chopped. It's a cooking show. It's a cooking competition. And we use cannabis-infused butters and oils as part of the ingredients. So it's really fun and fantastic, and there's weed, and then the judges all end up a little stoned, and it's part of the judging process.
So who are the judges?
We got a lot of different judges. There's Mod Sun is a big rapper, and he dates some famous woman whose name I can't remember right now. My boy Ramon Rivas is a stand-up comedian. He's on the show. YouTube sensation Vitaly is on the show. There's a lot of different people, but I mean, all the judges are great, yeah, but it's the chefs that really rock my world, man. Andrea Drummer, fantastic. Brandon Coates is amazing. Chef Mike, who you may know from Cannabis Planet and a bunch of other different things. He's been a cannabis chef for a million years. Chef Dina's on the show. She's also great. And there's a bunch of other cats. These people all have awards. Some of them have been on Chopped. Some of them have won Chopped. Andrea produces Fancy Pants cannabis tasting dinners in LA. She's great.
Fantastic. So you're not judging on this then?
I am not the judge. I'm the cannabis expert, right? So I come out and I introduce the strain. So they introduce the theme. Today's Mexican. And then I come out and we're going to do OG queso cross. So it's like cheese and OG kush. It's got these kind of flavors. It's got these kind of effects. Blah, 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 blah. Here's the history of it. We talk a little bit about terpenes. Yada, yada, yada. It's a good time. It's kind of funny because people on the Twitter and on the Instagram are like, man, I'm really loving you on the show, but how come they don't let you eat? And who's your boy? Not Alton Brown, but Ted Allen. He doesn't eat on Chopped. But rest assured that I sneak bites. And if you look closely at the episodes, you can see me sneaking bites every once in a while, because that food is delicious. But we shoot a lot of episodes in a day, so if I were to be a judge as well, I would probably be done.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking, too. I remember judging a cannabis cup once, and you got, 30 different samples you had to do in 6 days. I mean, you had to literally make a schedule to be able to pull this off. Yeah. How does that affect the judges as you get to, the fifth or sixth show of a day?
Well, the judges only do one or two shows in a day, because we have a variety of judges. We rotate them around pretty good. So those guys, there were definitely quite a few naps in the green room and a lot of coffee and Red Bull.
Right on. How's the reaction been from the suits out at Netflix? Does it look like this is going to get a renewal, or is it too soon to tell?
It's too soon to tell. I'm not in charge of any of that. I just show up and talk about weed and get high. But it seems, if you just go by my social media, the show's a freaking hit. I've gone from 4,000 followers on Instagram to 22,000 in the last 5 days. I picked up 4,000 followers on my Twitter account. It's trending on Twitter. it seems to be very popular. Some young woman just recognized me at the gas station today, and that hasn't happened since I was on MTV. So I'm very excited about the show.
Yeah, we're really excited about the show, too. Let's take another listen. This is another clip from Netflix's Cooking on High, a segment featuring Ngayo explaining about decarboxylation.
There, so you have that THC in there.
Okay.
As long as we don't overheat it too much, I think we're going to be okay.
Okay.
Decarbing your marijuana, the process of decarboxylation. Marijuana is full of THCA, which is related to THC, but it has to undergo a chemical change to turn into THC, which is what gets you high. So when you cook food, you can't just eat a raw nugget of marijuana. You won't really feel any effects. Although you might enjoy the flavor if it's a nice one. So that's why before you cook with marijuana, you use the oils or the butters to heat up the marijuana and decarboxylate. You turn that THCA into THC, which turns your regular brownies into space brownies.
Well, we're really excited for you, too, because if anybody deserves to make it in on Netflix with finally a good show, I mean, Disjointed didn't exactly pull it off. We hope this one has a whole lot of success. Give folks some information if they want to get in contact with you, follow you, join those thousands that are learning all about Ngayo. How can they do that?
Ngayo 420, N-G-A-I-O 420 is the name across all the social medias. I'm mostly on Instagram and Twitter, but I like to lurk on Snapchat. So if you follow me on Snapchat, you probably won't get any posts from me, but I will watch you show me pictures of your cats or whatever weird you're eating. It's fine.
And of course, you also perform live. So when's some of your next gigs and what are some of the gigs you're looking at?
What is today? I'm going to be, July 8th, I'm at the Momo Lounge in Sacramento, California, above Harlow's Nightclub. I have some other ones. Oh, I'm going to be in Nashville, July 25th through the 26th. And I'm going to be at the Seattle Hemp Fest in August. So let's go with those. And then we'll work some other things out around it.
All right, that sounds great. And Ngayo Belum, N-G-A-I-O 420 on the social media. Make sure you check out Cooking on High with Ngayo and all the rest of the judges and excellent chefs that are going to be showing the world what we can do with cannabis cuisine. And Ngayo, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck on the show.
Thank you very much, bro. Always a pleasure, man. I'll talk to you soon. I'll see you at the Hemp Fest.
See you at Hemp Fest.